Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Crawford County's copper kettles. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're celebrating Made in Ohio May, the products, art, and ideas born in the Buckeye State. Today, we're traveling to a shop in North Central Ohio that's been open since 1874. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
A large piece of metal is blazing with fire when I walk into the Bucyrus Copper Kettle Works shop. Flames sweep across its rim and stray sparks float like fireflies as owner James Patrick uses a long rod to twist and tilt the copper over the heat.
So that's our fuel oil forge. It burns at 2,000 degrees.
The process makes the metal less brittle, Patrick says, so it's easier to work with later. It's just the beginning of an hours-long undertaking. Patrick lifts it off the flame.
You know how the copper is all discolored?
And dunks it into a vat of blue-tinted liquid.
The pH is less aggressive than what Coca-Cola is.
When the metal comes out of this pool later, it'll be cool, shiny, and pink, ready to mold into its final shape. Patrick has been making kettles like this for several years, but he learned from people who have been doing this for decades, and they learned from coppersmiths who practiced for decades before them, all the way back to the company's founders.
So we have two guys, Daniel Picking and then Jacob Geiger. They started a hardware store in 1863, and anytime the hardware store needed to get copper kettles, they had to go all the way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to pick them up.
That was too far of a trek. So they built this building, the same we're standing in, and trained the tinsmiths in their hardware store to work with copper. The hardware store went out of business in the 30s, weakened by the Great Depression. But the copper kettle shop had learned to be resilient early on.
Back in 1880s, they had like a bad year for apples, and they mainly just made apple butter kettles. So what they ended up doing is diversifying and making candy, Swiss, and popcorn kettles.
To this day, there's still a lot of demand for these products. Patrick says the wait list for the shop's copper kettles is a year long. Amish families come to get their copper kettles repaired. Appalachian communities use these kettles in their apple butter festivals. And sweet shops all over the country source their kettles from here.
There's a lot of candy companies that say that, you know, the candy doesn't taste as good, you know, in stainless as it does in copper.
The shop makes copper timpani drum shells, too, for orchestras all over the world.
And I think we're like the last ones to really make them by hand, as far as I know.
And Patrick plans to keep the practice going. Back in the shop's work area, he lifts the now shiny kettle he's working on out of the tub of sulfuric acid and rinses it off. Next up, planishing, where the copper will be hammered until it's smooth and tough. This part of the process has changed a little since the 1800s.
In 1913, they introduced electricity to the building, and they brought this power hammer.
Patrick flips a switch, and a rotating belt lifts and lowers a wooden hammer. In minutes, it pounds the lower half of the kettle from a misshapen bowl into a smooth, round sphere. The rest, Patrick will hammer by hand. It's a craft he hopes to share, with plans for regular tours and metalworking classes, giving people a taste not just of the shop's copper products, but of the age-old processes that make them unique. In Bucyrus, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.